Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, man, you can read your scripture, and before you get it, did you get it together? Because we're official to Dr. King movement tonight. I got Mary reading 100 Mama Songs, and I got Pearl. Let me see if it's Pearl on. Hold on. Hold up there. It's Pearl. Pearl.
Yes. Yes, I'm awake.
I want to say to you before Mary Reed. You know, you was back in the day with civil rights. And now we got all of our rights. But I just want you to comment on what you think of all the killing, black on black. You know, and Dr. King and all of that, what you feel going on.
Hello?
Yeah, you on?
Yes, I think it's wrong for anybody to step and kill anybody because that ain't God's way. And I don't know what's wrong with people now, but this world has gotten in a bad shape. I was listening to seeing that the news, a boy shot somebody, and they called him, and Lord have mercy, just getting rough. But we're living over Revelation now, and that's the last. This is the last. So we're to take it as we come. And I thank the Lord that I'm still here and dressed in my right mind, able to speak this evening, because I was telling my brother this evening when he was getting ready to go back to Georgia, I told him that was his daughter. And Dad, and I told him, I said, well, she was the same age my mother was when she passed.
Hmm.
It's hard, but it's fair. And
it was
hard when they got ready to close the casket over there. I told her goodbye. Yes,
Lord. You don't understand. I wanna ask you this. What you think about bringing this girl back from they brought her and they left the other guy over there. Now, this is what they did. I'm going to explain it to people. The black girl played basketball. She went to Russia. She had some dope in her, and they kept her. But they had a Marine left, and, you know, they kept him now. which one you think they should have brought out?
The one was in the Marine.
They
shouldn't have did that to her.
I want to say this now. If somebody want to comment, I feel this guy has fought for America. He went over there and put his life on the line.
Yes,
Lord. Russia didn't want to let him go. But to hear the girl play basketball, run down the play. Basketball is not important as far as the peace saving life. So many black men have died because of Vietnam and Korea, and they should bring him out. Is that what you're saying, Pearl?
Yes. They should. They shouldn't have did her like that, because I was looking at this scene, and it was sad, but she done made it back on this side. Thank God, any other time.
It looked Marine over.
Your phone is... Yes, Lord. Your phone is breaking up real bad.
It
is.
Figure it out. I give it up.
Thank you.
That was Super Pearl talking about what happened with the ball player. The basketball player came home. She said, the soldier, Mary Hoffman is young. Do you hear me, Chris? Mary Hoffman is poor.
Yes.
Do you hear me, Mary?
A little bit.
I'm clear enough.
No.
You can go on and read that scripture.
Okay, here I go. Here, yeah. Okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endured to all generations. I just read the 100 number Psalms. Amen.
Mary, I want you to hold that song because I'm going to go back over it again. But right now, I want to say this. This is the Dr. Martin King Jr. movement. More hate crime on black folks than there is on the kids. Okay. And what I'm saying to you is a lot of hate, racial hate. We're still dealing with racism and white supremacy in America. Don't think it's over. It's not over. They still put black on the back of the bus. They still read the neighborhood they're in. They got to pay more for insurance, more buying a house. That's racism. America is the most racist country in the world. And not just Mary, I'm going to tell you, girl, it gets them to be more evil and disrespecting God. That's what I'm going to say. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he stood up for justice and righteousness. And we find out now, man has came away from what God told him to do. And, you know, the girl that played basketball, they brought her back. But they left the soldier. He the one that thought that we might be safe. All you need to run down the court with a basketball. It's going to show you the priorities of America. Our priorities is all messed up. And until we straighten it out, God is going to keep sending flood, tornadoes, earthquakes, and storms. Right now, I was talking to Chief Henry from South Dakota. He said, the snowstorm that's so bad, they never had it like that. And you see it came to the oil spill. All the things that man's doing, as long as we have people disobedient to God, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I want to play a little tape of Dr. Martin Luther King for those that listen. Jerry and theory and Professor White talking to him earlier. We in a bad situation, as Pearl said. We in a situation where we're killing each other. Two boys at 4 o'clock in the morning, 1:16, they run under a car, and they both got brought up in the car. Doing evil. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is done evil, doing evil. When people do evil, when you plant that seed of evil, it's coming back. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is kind of life. What I mean, the sacrifice that people have to make, the sacrifice of Michael Jackson to a movie for they don't want to do the truth. Bill Cosby went to prison on a lot. Now, only he was building on the lie. Lies, God said, a lie can't turn in faith. Right now, they got Bill Gordon still on the lie. Prison right now, on kind of lie. But the way that the people got, see, the paper, the phony paper, I think Trump called it fake paper. The fake paper put the lie out there, and people believe the lie. So, and they get on Facebook, and they get on YouTube and all that. They lie. They lie on R. Kelly. They lie on Bill Cosby. They lie on Larry Hoover. They lie on, and many more. They lie. And they go to prison for the lie. And that's what happened. But Dr. King said that the way the sin is death. But I want to say this tonight, that you got to understand, we're full of racism in America. America is full of racism right now. And the reason America can go forward, America got to feed the homeless men. And we need reparations. And what that means, what our ancestors worked for in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Virginia, Mississippi, Arkansas, we need the money where we can move on to the next level. And that's what Dr. King said. And I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to bring the king. Y'all don't know this. Every president was a king, but the king of country. The white folks took country over, but then it started. I'm going to bring the person that started country music.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars. And only institution of economic power. Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
That's how Martin Luther King. And we are living right now, racism, white men. The Washington just came out that more race hate this year has been talked about blacks and so much hate. More hate towards blacks than there is Jews. So I'm going to tell you, it's time for you to step up. It's time for us to get reparations for older. Give us what you owe us. You owe us $1 trillion. So I'm going to tell you, like in the Dr. Martin Luther King movement, we want to talk about some of the stuff that's going on. I want to tell you, the storm, the floods, the top going to be coming to man, patch up the hole, until they recognize the black man and the black woman as a part of America. Our ancestors came over on the ship called Sweet Jesus. We've been messed up ever since. The rest of them, we came, you know, our ancestors came in handcuffs. But the other people came in, and they were classified as white when they got in. The Jews, the Italians, even everybody was classified white. But we are still black, and you can't run from that. But you embrace that blackness and work. I was looking, Ned, I don't know if you on that. I saw Ned on the trip. Ned, I don't know what you did. You didn't call me back. But I told you it's going to be a financial windfall for you. And don't stop. Because money that now I want to go, I'm going to come back to Mary and read the scripture with you. This is 2022, going to 23. Get yourself together, man. Woman, get yourself together where you can have a business, where you can have some money. It's not everybody getting some of it, but you. People coming over from Italy, people coming from Germany, people coming there, coming in, starting their business. The government getting the money. Government getting them some other state. They're getting the Social Security. So it's time for the black man and black woman to stand up to pay me what you owe me. It's time for them to do that. I want to talk about a little bit, since we want to talk about black racism. The racist thing is that country music started, king of country music, a black man. But they tell you, white folks is it. Elvis Presley, anybody sang blues with the guitar, they got it from the king. The king of country music, and I want to tell you, Chuck Berry was the king of country music. I'm going to play a little bit of Chuck Berry. He's the king of it. This is Chuck Berry, the king of country music. Anybody singing country music today, they got it from Chuck Berry. We don't never get, we never get what we do. Somebody take it and put their name on it. Elvis Presley got his stuff from Chuck Berry. All the white country singers come under Chuck Berry, he's the king. But he never even got recognition, the king of country. He started it all. And if you listen to him, you know. He take a guitar and do more with a guitar than Mark can do with a peanut. Chuck Berry.
Will be. I'll raise your salary a couple of dollars for that man, baby. A little bit of this. Thank you.
Chuck Berry, the king of country music. Sound good to you, coming from a black man, a gifted, the king of country music. Anybody else? They copycat. know that since we talking about Dr. Martin Luther King, give him his props. Didn't get to where he's alive, but I get to him. Chuck Berry, the king, country music. Can't nobody beat him. He take a guitar, walk with it, do the moonwalk with the guitar. That's where Michael Jackson got the moonwalk from. That's where James Brown got the jumping up and down from. Harry Purcell, shake his hip. That's where he got it from. Chuck Berry. The country boy down in Louisiana. Bring it on now. That's Chuck Berry, the king of country music. Y'all say, country music come out of Nashville? No. It's coming out of a little black man called Chuck Berry. They could get some, walk with it and dance with it, make it talk. So I'm just bringing a little proof out. Racism is still serious in America. And they can say you can't put racism with homosexual. You can't say my right. Now, when you got people don't really want you to be in right now, hate crime, all that's going on right now is happening now. Thank you, Counselor. I just want to say that to you, like Dr. King, so I'm going to play a little of Dr. King, and this is what he's saying, and it's so true. Some of you don't listen, but...
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars. And on the ground,
this nation have to rise up and do what it to housing, with jobs, with equality. We still live in the racist country in the world. This is the richest country in the world. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, you look around you, people got nice homes, Rolls Royce and cars, and you sitting now, can't even, and you got McDonald's, Burger King in your neighborhood, you got to go out of the neighborhood.
I need one cover.
California. I was talking to Chief Izzy up in South Dakota. He said it was snowing really bad. And up in some parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin is snowing. And over in Hawaii, they got earthquakes and volcanoes. They be honest to the workers that come here. They brought it in chains. So it's important to understand, black man, black woman, you would do the best, not the worst, the best. And whatever it takes for you to get it, you have to get it. So that's the important thing I want to say to you. Ned didn't call me to let me know what was going on. I got Chuck Berry with him, and Chuck Berry, let me put this down. Chuck Berry is the king of country music, not Nashville. Ain't no white the king of country but Berry started. Chuck Berry started when they didn't even know what country was. But they seen it and they grabbed it. I just want you to know Chuck Berry's the king of country music. And look, all them people playing can't beat him now. And they're making millions and trillions of dollars. Most time blacks don't make the big money. Chuck Berry was the king of country music. He had the style of note. But we never get what belongs to us. But we ask for reparations. In 2022, in 2023, we want reparations. Okay? And I need to go and vote. If you can't give us what we need, what you going to vote for? You giving the money to Ukraine and everywhere else. If blacks had the money that they spent over there in Ukraine, we can have new businesses. we can have Wall Street. People in the people down in Tucker, Oklahoma, they didn't get no money from the government. The houses was burned down, and they was buried in their graves. So I'm gonna tell the truth now. You don't want to hear that. So it behooves me and you, Father Ancestors, I say, and we stand for the truth. And I'm gonna have you to read the scripture, and I'm gonna say a little bit about it. Hey, Mary, read that. Psalm 100, write it down, and God is going to tell you who you is. Okay, read that, Mary.
Make a joyful noise.
Hold it. Make a joyful noise. You got to let somebody know that you hear him. Everybody marching but you. You sit down. Come on, I want some welfare. I want, give me what belongs to me. You ain't got to give me no welfare. You ain't got to give me, just give me what you owe our ancestors. The Bible says make joyful noise. Be good about it. You ain't got to be bitter. Just so give me what you owe me, you know.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence
serve
with singing.
Be glad that God brought you this far. Now, I'm going to say this all in the room. Go back to Africa. I'm on Africa. I'm a traditional American. I'm a Native American, a Chicago, Detroit. I ain't lost nothing there. It's good to be my ancestor, but I'm here. You have built this country. The education, you have built this country. The roads. If you don't build, you got to get a part of it.
Know ye that the Lord is God.
Read on.
It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people
right
and the sheep of his pastures.
Made us. We didn't make ourselves. And God, I'm going to say all these homosexual folks, God didn't make no mistake. God made man for woman, woman for man, and ain't no other way. It's the divine law. The divine
Amen.
Law for man and woman. The divine law to be fruitful and multiply. I,
yes.
I know you don't like what I'm saying, but the truth is the truth. It's the divine
yes.
law. And God made and you can't get caught up in these lies. The lies that they're going to give 4 acres of meat. The lies that you walk around 6 foot man talking about the woman. You a woman walking around got pants. You grab it down there. You ain't got nothing to grab in there, baby. Come on, read on.
That's right. Into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise.
You got to praise God. All this stuff going on in America is because of sin, all murder. Here it is, the Republicans and Democrats were not okay, were not block assault weapon in Texas. In Texas, kids were shot up so bad, they had to get them, but the guns were taking their arms off, their legs off, their head off. With all that shooting going on, the Congress still won't ban assault weapons. Those guns is for war. The man that America, the man that Biden and the America let out, he was selling that kind of guns and bombs, but they let him free. Well, ladies, for basketball. Okay, there is. You got a veteran, a Marine that fought to save this country, and they trade him off for a basketball player. That's a shame before God. I don't like it, and it ain't right. When it ain't right, I'm said so. Now, I want the lady out, but that lady could have waited. We should have got that Marine out that fought for this country. It's a Marine that fought and died for America. You're going to get a basketball player out over him. Read on. I'm going to leave this alone. Go ahead on.
Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise.
Okay, wait, hold it. Look, let me tell y'all something tonight. Whatever you got, enter to God with thanksgiving and prayer. God knows that. Man can't do nothing for you. When you pray, the ancestors and the gods will help you and bring you to the next level. Don't be sad and I can't do it. We got some people that are sick with cancer. TB4 got some people that are sick mentally. Okay? And they started sticking these guns out of him. that the salt works in Chicago, the store telling people got killed.
People got killed
right there in Illinois with those salt weapons, and ain't nobody saying nothing. And those congressmen are rich. They millionaires. Read on.
Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
You got to say, God, I know you. So I need some people that want to pray tonight. I'm getting some people. So I'm going in 2023 a new man, a normal. I'm not going to take what happened to me in 22, but 23,
amen.
I'm going to rise up. And I'm going to,
that's right,
to stop the killing. And the education, they want to become homosexual in the schools now. They want little kids. And kids say, I know who I am. They see something on a cartoon and they say, oh, I'm a girl and you're a boy. The negativity that's destroying America on the inside. Don't be a part of it. Well, I ain't going to say nothing. You got to say something. Because the wages of sin and death, the gift of God, eternal life. Dr. King said it. Look, they can pay all the bills they want to, and let the people get together and say enough is enough. Stop the assault weapon. Give us what you owe up. And we want reparations. We want it now. Don't holler, go vote. And we don't know what you're going to do when I vote. What you're going to give them. Because the people on the claim ain't voting, but they're getting all the money, all the guns, everything they're getting. But here in Chicago, in America, people suffer. People sleeping under the bridge. People don't have nothing to eat right now. And then all the medical attention going somewhere else. Hospital's full. Why you think the hospital's full? It's hard because ain't nobody taking care of the business of people. So you got to rely on God. Read on.
And his truth endured to all generations. Amen.
The truth of God's going to endure. See, if you're in truth, God got a way of touching you. The churches got to open up. These surroundings got to open up. We got to say, stop the killing, save the baby. Who killing babies? Killing babies now. Because they don't loose that demon gun. And somebody's getting rich. You know, the only thing in the black community is safe is the funeral home. They rob and kill everything else, but the funeral home is the only place where they don't rob, they don't break into, and the funeral home is filthy rich. Read on.
That was all of that, Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. For that.
That was it.
Now, what I'm saying, I thank you for Mother, I want to thank Mother Pearl, and that was Mother Mary from Detroit. That's Psalm 100, number something. Read it and reread it. And the Psalms are 119 for this month, 119, Psalms 91, Psalms 27, and Psalms 25. Okay. I want to see you tonight. We have to come together and stop the killing and save the baby. I'm praying for you for a new job, for your business. Don't give up. Dope ain't the way out. Alcohol ain't the way out. The way out is let go and let God. You know, we got people killing people, and they say it's all right. These big cities is just like a jungle, okay? I just want to say that. Something going on in our community, we got to change it. And where we change it, being together. God bless you. Annette, let me see, I got Annette from Mississippi. Sister Annette, I got you on the line. How are you feeling tonight? What you want to say?
I feel a little better.
Huh?
I feel better. It's got a pain in my
you.
Side.
Let me say something. Huh?
Huh?
You said you have a problem with your side.
A pain in my side.
Well, I want you to drink some cold water. Drink your glass of water for the sugar off. Put a glass of water up now when we talking. And I'm going to pray before we get out of here. I want you to drink that water from your side. You need the belt. It's, you know, that's trap gas. You have to settle up or something. You have coke there?
What?
You drank that coke, huh?
You got the
Coke?
I don't have a Coke.
I need to go get you one.
No, I don't have any either.
I got a Coke at
the house.
My son got a Coke. I'm going to go get.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy
we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burden both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a
This is the richest country in the world. I'm going to tell you tonight, whatever you want, you can have it. And you can claim it. You know, reason you ain't doing that, you fight among each other. Families don't get together. You know, apples went downside. The family couldn't get together, get a little money, bring it outside. But that's where it goes. They fight each other, and then they go get a man all the money. This is the king of country music. Y'all don't know who he is. We try to hide him, but here he is. Chuck Berry, the king of country music. Ain't nobody told you that. Chuck Berry, king of country music. Not Nashville. Not nobody in Nashville. This is a black king of country music.
She drew out all her money out of the Southern Trust and put her on a boy aboard a Greyhound bus. Leaving Louisiana for the Golden West. Down came her tears from her happy death. Her only little son named Johnny. Good, we're going to make the most pictures out in Hollywood. Honey, bye, Johnny, be good. She finally saw that she was dreaming of when John wrote and told her he had fell in love.
Show to do now. Oh, see you a little more now. So long.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic
Come on now.
Hey, little, I'm gonna play my fiddle. I
all the money.
Thy loving peace.